Hello, this is episode 15 on our podcast. And today we're just going to focus a little bit on what we can do to prepare our children for coming back to early childhood programs once the state begins to open up. So I have here with me Ms. Dante.
Hello, everybody.
All right. And we're going to get right into it.
Yeah. So, of course, we spoke about this last episode. Restrictions are coming. They're lifting up, and a lot of our students will be returning to STEM. Mm-hmm. And we want to just discuss about how you can start transitioning your child back into early childhood programs like STEM Academy.
All right. So, for me, basically, you want to already listen to what they may already know about the coronavirus and COVID-19 and the things that you all have been doing at home and how that will impact them and how they'll be able to do some of those same things. You'd be surprised as to what our children already know. Like, you may not have had a direct conversation with them, but, you know, the TV is on, the computers are on, children hear you talking to family, loved ones, coworkers. So they are going to have an idea, especially if they're over, I would say, 2 years old. They're going to have an idea. They're going to see mom and dad home and the fun that they're having and the time that they're spending with you. So again, first thing you want to do is just listen to what they already may know. And then you want to go in and you want to explain to them about some of the practices that you already implemented in your home, such as washing your hands for 20 seconds and social distancing. Maybe you all have been out to the store. Maybe you all have visited in the neighborhoods. They haven't been able to really play with their friends in close proximity. So, you know, just bringing those things to light and reiterating those, some people, you see a lot of people with masks on, and mommy, daddy, why do we wear a mask? You just want to make sure you reiterate those things.
And how do you think, if a parent came to you right now and asked, well, Miss Rose, I'm kind of nervous bringing my child back to school. How is STEM Academy preparing for those students to return? Or how is Miss Rose and Miss Alex preparing their classroom for their students to come back?
Okay. So I'm so sure that most, you know, early childhood programs are trying to go according to the guidelines. And I believe that once everything is in order, even before they open the doors, they will contact parents and let them know what they have in place as far as the precautions, activities, or the lack thereof. You know, maybe there's not any water play for right now, or maybe, you know, no sand table. But they will let us know. They will let you know what it is that they have as a guideline. And so I definitely understand anybody's being a little fearful of being a little bit of having a little bit of hesitation, you know, but if with that hesitation, you want to empower yourself with the information. So you can always call your director of the center that you are with. I know with STEM Academy, we're working, you know, extremely hard, you know, to adhere to the guidelines, first of all, because we want to protect our children, our staff, and, you know, we want to make sure that our environment is a clean and a safe place for us to be once we open up. And we want to ease the minds of the parents. We want to ease your fears. So I would definitely say get in touch with your early childhood centers as they begin to get in touch with you as the opening comes forth.
Great information. And how, or can I say this, or what if my child has gotten so used to being home?
Yes.
And now, you know, we have to bring them back for summer camp, mm-hmm. or we're going to start separating, you know, getting mm-hmm. back into a normal schedule. Mm-hmm. What type of tips or what advice can you give to parents who feel this way?
All right. So communication and practice runs are the key. So you don't you know, you'll hear your job say, okay, we're coming, we're going to be opening back up, and schools are going to be opening back up. But you want to start talking to your children. You want to start practicing your what your schedule may be looking like, you know, things of that nature, so that they can get used to it. You don't want to just one day you're home and another day you're at school. That's the wrong way to bring a young one back into the environment. You want to, you know, practice that. You want to talk to them. You want to be able to share the schedule. So, and that's very important. So when we left, we were doing this, and you could talk about that with them. You know, what did you do at your school? You know, and these are the things that you may be doing now. Sometimes teachers will send out, or the school will send out, the schedule of activities and how the daily schedule will look. And you can go over that with your child. Like, children, they love the communication. They love knowing in advance, right? They love surprises, but when it's separating from their parent, they want to know what's happening.
Yeah, definitely. That goes with, my mom always says, trust. Like she said, I never really bugged out or questioned how long I'd be away from her, because she would speak to me and just let me know, like, this is where mommy is going.
Yeah.
This is how long I'll be away.
Yeah.
You're here with your teacher. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine. And I think that's a great, great tip.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you have to say, Miss Rose?
Let's see. I think basically, as long as you are talking to your children, as long as you are going over the schedule, as long as you're putting in the practice, they miss their friends.
Yes.
They miss the school that they went to or the program that they were in. They miss that, and they want to see their friends again. Mm-hmm. But however, they will miss you, because you put in so much love and time, and
there's really nothing like being home, though, honestly. So that is so true.
Yeah, and those things, as we said on the other podcast, those things that we have put in place, don't abandon them with your children. You know, bring them back, right? You know, it may not be during the day or all day, every day like it was. You know, he or she may not have access to you like that. But if it was paint night, if it was, you know, making pizza, or, you know, just talking, watching a movie, remember to still do that and be present while you're doing it. And because children can feel that. And then the transition won't be as bad. Of course, we're going to have children that are going to cry, and, you know, they're going to miss you. And a lot of times, you know, in centers, when it gets to be really overwhelming for the child, we'll let mommy, you know, let them hear mommy's voice.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes moms and dads call.
Just to hear their child's voice.
Yeah,
call. It definitely happens here.
Call us. And, you know, we'll let them talk to you. And, you know, of course, pictures and the videos according to your centers. But, you know, the main thing is just don't stop, right? We're out of the house, but don't stop with those traditions. And add some new ones if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, we want to feel it. You want to feel the love. We want to feel the love. This is all brand new for both of us, but especially our little ones. They mean so much to us.
Yeah.
And we want them to have a successful transition. And moms and dads, we want you to have that successful transition as you go back to work and to your activities, your new normal, as they like to say in the media.
And my last question for you, Miss Rose, as we start to wrap up, is if any parents want to know what are some things they can look forward to STEM Academy having for their child, what would you tell them?
We are, right now, we're working on activities for the summer. So we have weekly themes that we're still going to keep with. And, of course, a lot of play, a lot of building, a lot of learning about science, technology, engineering. Oh, yeah, mathematics. You know, that's what STEM is all about,
definitely.
Right?
And our summer camp is definitely coming up. They're going to be doing all of those things.
Yes. The hands-on projects that are going to be coming home or being on display. It's still there. Like, we're not abandoning that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just have to do it just slightly different because of what we've been under But believe you me, we're still going to have great fun at STEM Academy.
Yes, we will. And we cannot wait to have everyone back. We just want to say we hope everyone is safe. We hope everyone is well and healthy. And we look forward to all of our STEM family returning. Have a great day.
Yes.